Well, we're 7.5 hours past midnight. It's just on 7:30. It's a Monday. It's a public holiday, Easter Monday. And because of that, no newspaper headlines, but true as clockwork, every Monday morning, Peter Adam comes to the airwaves, and today is no different. And with that, our legal eagle for today. Peter, very good morning and happy Easter to you.
Yes, Wayne, morning. And as I said to all the listeners out there every week, today, a lot of you might be traveling back home. Let's travel safely. Let's give you some tips on the way to go home safely and enjoy. The weather's kind to you this morning. I always like traveling in this sort of cool weather, not so much the rain. Let's hope the rain stays away, but I know where I am out here at Cinsa, it's nice and cool. It's overcast, but it's a little bit windy, no rain at this stage. So let's hope it stays like that, because that's nice to travel in. Our chat today is going to be going home, travel safely. So what are we getting at? We're getting at what you should do before you get onto the road for that road trip home. Let's start by having a look at your motor vehicle first. What do you need to check? You need to check your tires. Make sure that your tires are properly inflated. Make sure that they are all in good wear and tear condition, that you don't have dangerous tires. A burst tire can cause an accident, can cause the vehicle to roll. So, you know, check your wheel alignment and balancing. You should do that every now and then. A lot of people ignore that, sadly. You know, people drive until the canvas comes out, or until they're stopped and somebody says, hey, you've got some canvas sticking out, which is so wrong. You know, you're putting your life in danger, especially if you've got a carload full of people traveling maybe back from East London to Johannesburg. You've been here for the long week, school holidays. So make sure your tires, the tread is good, within the limits, the pressure is good. And, of course, the most important one to check, which nobody ever checks, I know, is that spare tire in the boot. You know, you just take it for granted that it's always going to be inflated, that it doesn't lose air. Believe you me, it does. It loses air like anything else, you know, from just sitting in the boot doing nothing. But somehow that air seems to escape out of it. So, you know, make sure your tires are good. So the first thing then to check is your tires. The second thing is, of course, to make sure that your oil and coolant is good. Don't let yourself down with that. Make sure that the car has the proper oil level, that it's in a condition that's not going to make the engine fail somewhere along the road. You want to travel safely with it. Of course, petrol. With the price of petrol now, there's no doubt that you put your petrol in, but make sure that, you know, you've sorted your distances. As somebody said to me a couple of months ago, oh, hell, you know, I used to put 400 rand in and that used to last me for the week. Now I put 400 rand in and it only lasts me for 3 days. Yes, there's a difference. So don't rely on the old snag that you had beforehand that said, okay, so going East London to Johannesburg, I'm going to need 2 tanks of petrol. That's 1,200 rand, just using an example. I've put my 800 in, I'm going to need another 400. You're going to probably find that you now need 1/6.
So you'll get to Bloemfontein if you're lucky.
Yeah, so don't think you can get to Bloem on your first little amount that you put in. You know, some people put in, some people fill their tanks, some people put in, you know, weekly amounts in. I know I'm one of those baddies. I don't put in a half a tank of petrol or something like that. I always put in X rand of petrol every so many days. So be careful. If you're one of those that puts in by way of money value, you need to check that you're still in getting the mileage that you anticipate getting out of there. Of course, today being overcast, your windscreen, you never know what's coming on the road. Eat a flock of birds, let a bee swarm come across your car and you're in trouble if your wipers are not correct, if the wipers are not clean and sorted, if your windscreen is not full of water, make sure you've got a nice water in there. Remember to fill up your windscreen wash. Add a little bit of soap. These days, there's no excuse. They're very cheap to add a little bottle of windscreen wipe into there. And then, of course, another important thing is your paperwork. Make sure that your paperwork on your vehicle is up to date. Have you checked your license? When last have you checked your license? Not only the car license, what about your driver's license? You know, you need to make sure that both of them are intact. And, you know, these days, especially when you drive through these roadblocks that pick up everything that your car is doing, what your car is doing, but they pick up your car registration. They tell you if there are any outstanding fines. They can check your roadworthy at such a place. There are rules and regulations. We'll chat about that on another chat. But make sure your paperwork is in order. Make sure you don't have any outstanding fines. Make sure your disc is still there. You know, so often people put discs up and the disc disappears. It's either stolen or it somehow expired and nobody's put the new one up and things like that. So, that, you know, that's one of the real hassles that you can have. Make sure your disc is there. Make sure your license is there. Make sure your paperwork is correct. And then, of course, the other thing that they always say whenever we do a chat, even with our Christmas chat, always make sure you have an emergency kit with you. That is a first aid kit. It's so important to have one in your vehicle with you. You never know when you're going to get somebody with maybe a headache or a motion sickness or car sickness or something like that. Somebody cuts himself in the car, a little paper cut or something like that, reading a magazine and there's a paper cut and there's blood everywhere. That type of thing. So, you know, make sure you've got an emergency kit in the car. They're not expensive as well, worthwhile having. And check that kit as well. You know, some people buy a kit and it's been in the car for 10 years. They've never ever thought that the plasters are going to go sticky. Dried out. Plasters have gone sticky. The cream's no longer coming out of the tube and that type of thing. Or the bandages have turned a ugly brown color as they do. So make sure that you check on that, your emergency kit. A nice thing to carry in the car is always tissues or wet cloth. We always call it a yamalapi for those little mistakes that happen. Our kids are grown up. Well, they're big and out of the house now. The grandkids also know about the yamalapi, which is when you have a mistake in the car, you spill a Coke in the car or your food, you're eating a pie because you don't want to stop. You want to get home and pa falls out onto your lap or whatever the contents, make sure that you've got something and that you're prepared to sort all of that out. And of course, always make sure that you've got water, something to drink with you. You know, wherever we travel, we've got bottles. Your car doors these days are made for water bottles. Your central console in most vehicles have a water bottle section as well. So, you know, take extra water with you, a little cooler box. You can buy a small cooler box these days, hold six cans, some of them hold six little bottles of water. Always nice to have cool water in the car with you, you know, especially when it's very, very hot. Don't get dehydrated on the road. Make sure you can take a sip of water from time to time, or if you prefer a cool drink or something like that. Also, always nice to snack on some fruit or some boiled eggs, as my mom always used to do for us. She used to boil eggs. They were the best. When we opened that Tupperware, though, the smell hit us like you can't believe of the eggs. And then more later, you got stuck into them. They were so good. Yeah, so a little bit of potkos helps as well. A little bit of water that goes with it. And, you know, you make sure that you're traveling nice and comfortably and safely. And, of course, always be alert. If you're tired, you know, don't be one of those heroes that wakes up at 12 o'clock at night, goes to bed at 10 o'clock, we're leaving at 12 o'clock, you've had 2 hours sleep and you're on the road. Don't put your family in danger. Make sure that you slept properly. Make sure that you're alert and awake on the road. And also, it's always nice as well to have other drivers who can help and assist. And when I say that, so often you hear, oh, my son is now 17 and he's driving, but Sonny doesn't have a license. Sonny is inexperienced. So, you know, son or daughter, whatever it may be, make sure that your drivers are capable of driving, especially in your Easter traffic, which is heavy. Going home today is going to be heavy for a lot of people on the roads. I know I just went to the spa yesterday and the road was packed. In fact, it was worse in the morning traffic at 10 o'clock yesterday morning for some unknown reason. There were just lots and lots of cars on it. I know they had some great functions out here at the various sensor places along the way, but, you know, make sure that you anticipate that as well. And then, as I mentioned earlier, you know, keep an eye on what's happening in and around you, especially when you're traveling. You know, make sure that there are no motor vehicle accidents. I mean, these days you can tune into the radio and ascertain as to what roads are blocked, where there have been accidents and that type of thing. So keep an eye on the news, listen to the radio reports, check social media, channeled. I know here on the East Coast, we have East Coast stations that, well, not stations, but, you know, we have WhatsApps that tell us where there's an accident, broken down car in the car cuttings, broken down car at such and such a place, and that type of thing. So make sure you're on one of those apps, you know. And, of course, another nice thing always to have as well is most cars these days are fitted with Google Maps. You know, you can plug into your phone, but don't start concentrating on your phone, you know, to see what's happening. Make sure that you've got somebody that can read it for you whilst you're driving. You know, see what routes are good. These days they even tell you where there are accidents, congested roads, and suggest other routes and that type of thing. So share your driving responsibility. Take turns driving. Make sure that your distances and tables to get to places are correct, as we mentioned, especially with the new petrol tariffs. You know, and like I said right in the start of this, minimize fatigue. Please don't be Mr. Clever that says, ah, you know, I can drive 24 hours and it doesn't affect me. Believe you me, it does. It's the same thing as people say, oh, I can have 6 beers and it doesn't affect me. Believe you me, it's tried and tested. And then, of course, you know, we go to what kills. Cell phones kill on the road. So don't start talking on your cell phone. Speed kills. There's no doubt that speed kills. So the limits are there for a reason. The areas are studied by specialists, and the distances are demarcated. You travel at X kilometers per hour in a certain area. There's a reason for that. You know, fatigue kills, alcohol kills. You know, these are all the baddies that you've got to be careful and cautious of. So make sure that you're not participating in any of those whilst driving. You must, you know, keep it safe for you and your family. Get home safely. You know, it's terrible when you lose a life on the road through your own negligence of not checking, one, your car roadworthy, two, your ability to travel safely from a health point of view, if we can put it to you that way. As mentioned, you know, those baddies there, cell phones, speed, alcohol, you know, and that type of thing. And also, you know, people like, I hear so many people these days, oh, I don't wear a seatbelt. It's not necessary. But believe you me, those tests have been done, tried, tested by specialists. You know, they don't take it lightheartedly. So when it says buckle up, it's necessary. Believe you me, you need to buckle up. So, you know, traveling home, we've got a whole lot of things. You know, plan your travel, drive safely, check that your vehicle's in order. Don't disobey the rules of the road, you know, and that type of thing. Make sure that you go on a normal trip at a normal speed with a healthy vehicle full of passengers that are capable of traveling and that are alert and awake, especially if you leave early hours of the morning or if you've got a far way to travel, make sure that you're prepared for that. Another thing a lot of people do is, you know, they come down on holiday, they find goods, they buy goods, and then going home, they're overloaded.
Don't
do that. Don't. The rear view mirrors and the side mirrors are there for a reason. They're not there to pack the vehicle so full of stuff that you can't see what's coming from behind. You can't see for the passengers in the back, because you've got goods packed on top of their laps, and that's not safe. It's unsafe to do that. You know, if you're involved in an accident and you've got, because you can't fit all the suitcases in, you put them on the people's lap and says, you know, it's just for 10 hours whilst we travel home. Believe you me, you've got your family in a very, very serious, dangerous situation. And then, of course, look out for the unexpected. I mean, you know, when you leave, just coming from, and you experience it the same as me, just traveling from here to town, you've got buck on the road, you've got cows on the road, you've got sheep on the road, you've got all sorts of animals on the road. We've got the horses that get out from time to time. You know, be careful, be alert, look for the unexpected, and make sure that the people in the car with you are alert as well. You know, make sure And of course, the other thing that really hurts me is when we get out there at the Gunubi Farmers Hall and people come off the highway there and they go into the wrong side of the road. And because they've had a slow ride up from Shafley Road, they overtake six or seven cars at a time. It's just so dangerous and so unnecessary. You know, to get somewhere 5 minutes later is better than not getting there at all.
Yeah.
So overtake with care. Make sure that it's safe to overtake. The lines in the road, as mentioned as well, are there for a reason. You know, they you don't get double lines and especially, you know, demarcated yellow lines telling you not to drive in that area and that type of thing. Signs to say don't do a U-turn and that type of thing. They're further on at Gunubi, how many cars don't just ignore that? I mean, there are big signboards up there, yellow markings that say you can't cross it. But people don't look at that. They go on for it, you know. And, of course, as on the road as well, another dangerous thing these days is the potholes, especially if you're a stranger to the area. Make sure that you don't overtake and there's a pothole in the way, and the next minute you're off into the bush on the side of the road.
Other side of the road.
Other side of the road. Coming home the other day, I saw a vehicle that veered in there at the Glengariff turnoff right in through the fence on the other side of the road. I'm told it hit a pothole and had a burst tyre.
And
got to be careful, yeah. So look out for obstructions, look out for the potholes, the animals. Yeah, you know, we are in a rural area. We live on the coast. We love the coast, yeah. The Wild Coast is fantastic, but it's very rural. So, you know, make sure that you are cautious. You need to be that extra careful on our roads over here. And, of course, the other thing is make sure that you can contact people if something happens. Roadside assistance. You know, there are a lot of places that offer roadside assistance. Some people belong to groups like the AA or the Suntum roadside assistance groups. You know, if you're insured with Suntum, you've got some, you know, assistance that comes with that. People don't even know that it comes with their policies. Check your insurance policy. It may well have cover for you as well. That's a something that people don't even realize is taking place with their policies these days. But there's a lot of that. You know, there are emergency hotlines on the road as well. You see the big signboards with SOS and a number on it. Make sure you know that number. Make sure you can phone to get help.
Right.
So, you know, check that your car insurance is in place as well. You know, when we talk about insurance, make sure that your car insurance is in place. I mean, there's a burnt out vehicle on the Gunubi, just after the Gunubi turnoff. Hopefully the guy was insured, unexpected. Yeah. You know, that type of thing. Make sure that your insurance is good. These days you can get quotes freely and you can phone into a number with your insurance company and check that everything is covered and good. So, Wayne, that's basically where we are today, is to say travel safely. I don't know if you've got some questions on that as well.
Just one, well, not a question, more a comment, just to add on to something you said just now, Peter, and that was, you know, talking about license discs. And, you know, in your car, your license disc sits on the inside of the windscreen, relatively safe. But if you've got a trailer, check that your license disc is actually still there. You know, you hear stories of license discs being stolen. And, you know, on trailers, they're normally in a little cap that sits, a weatherproof cap on the side of the drawbar. And very often these discs get stolen. You pull into a garage, you want to pop into the convenience shop and you come out and the license disc has been stolen. And then maybe just to add to that, if you are towing a trailer, apart from lights and all those things that check, maybe some kind of locking mechanism so that the trailer itself can't get stolen. Unfortunately, you hear stories in some parts of the Transkei, you pop into the convenience shop and your trailer disappears while you're not watching the vehicle.
So important. And you just reminded me of something in the supermarket yesterday. Yeah, I was eavesdropping a little bit, but I was standing at the meat counter and people were having a chat there. And the gent said, we had a look at our trailer license and it doesn't seem to be there anymore. Not to worry. You know, the other person out there camping with us has got a license. We've just made a color photostat and put it in there.
Put it on.
Don't be fooled. The cops are not that stupid. The traffic officers are not that stupid. They're going to check the license. Just, they don't just glance down and say, oh, there's the disc. Believe you me, if you've got a policeman or a traffic officer or a road official doing his job correctly, he's going to have a look and say that it should be CE675, EC, whatever. They're not going to just have a look and say, oh, okay, he's got it there. If they stop you in a roadblock, they're going to check your tires to see that they're roadworthy. They're going to check your license to see that it's proper. And, of course, these days as well, you go through these computer setups.
So they scan everything.
Identify. They scan it automatically. You know, your discs have all got barcodes on them. People don't realize that. So, you know, they can see what fines are outstanding. They can, you know, in the roadblock, it's so important because, you know, they can view outstanding fines. They can pick up that you've got, you know, payments that are outstanding for your license. They can pick up driver's license, whether it's valid or not. All that type of thing is picked up. So, you know, at a roadblock these days, it's incredible. They pick up your driver's license validity, your vehicle license validity, your trailer validity, your roadworthiness comes out of there, outstanding traffic fines come out of there. You know, those are all there. There's a reason for it. The roadblock is there to ensure that the people on the road are properly on the road, properly licensed,
and legally roadworthy.
And, you know, that old excuse is, there's so many taxis that aren't roadworthy. Why must I bother? Don't adopt that attitude.
Yeah. Two wrongs don't make it right.
Don't you be part of what the people that are breaking the law are doing. Be a law-abiding citizen and live proudly in my eyes.
No, definitely. I think that's a pretty good way of putting it. Be a law-abiding citizen and live proudly. I think that's the part that we need to emphasize is, you know, don't drop to the level of Joe Bloggs next door because his car's a running wreck. You know, make sure that yours is running properly. And
I laugh so often because I hear people say, why renew your license? Drive without it. Your chances of being stopped are one in a million. Why license your vehicle? You're paying so many road users don't pay. Why do this? Why do that? But don't come into the day where you're involved in an accident or your vehicle's written off and it's not licensed, it's not roadworthy, your license is not up to date because your insurance company ain't going to pay.
Yeah, insurance company will.
That's not licensed. They're not going to pay you. They're going to just reject your claim. Yes, insurance companies do look for ways to avoid payment because they get so many false claims. I mean, that's what's caused it.
Yeah.
You know, you get so many people that adopt that attitude and just don't care about living legally. So, make sure it's correct.
Well, let's live legally and live proudly.
That's it. Live proudly. You're so right. The words I said there now that mean so much. Right. You know, make sure that you proudly can say, I'm properly on the road. I can drive knowing that my family is safe and that I'm going to get somewhere to the best of my knowledge, safe and sound.
Yeah,
that's an important message today for everybody out there.
And
be cautious. Be careful. Drive safely home. We wish you all the best going home.
Safely, and hope to have you back in our area again if you're a visitor to outside or from outside. But Peter, if somebody maybe has queries, possibly traffic trouble, how can they get in touch with Alums?
Yeah, they can get us at 6 Sansom Road in Berea, a little side street where Pep Stores is. Telephone 043-7211-018. I'll repeat, 043-7211-018. Or easier still, if they just go onto Facebook, look up Alums, add an S to our surname, A-L-L-A-M for Mary, S for Sugar. Alums, they'll find us there. And, of course, always on Wild Coast FM. They'll find all our details there as well.
Great.
And we're always willing to help. Nothing is too much. No time of the day is not capable of being attended to. We're there to service you. Give us a shot. And as I've mentioned so often, if there are people on the coast, a lot of old people here that can't get to town, we're on the coast. Give us a call and we'll come to you.
Great. Even on a public holiday, you are in contact through social media. Peter, thank you very, very much. Have a great rest of today and we'll look forward to chatting again next week, Monday.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Peter.
See you next week.